for the first time in history, two states have decided to end prohibition on marijuana under state law completely, with resounding 55% victories. And this follows a trend nationwide of increasing support for allowing adults to use a substance that is safer than alcohol. With the passage of Massachusetts medical marijuana law, 100 million Americans, about one-third, now live in states that allow the medical use of marijuana. And that initiative got 63% of the vote, was, I believe, tied for the highest vote ever on medical marijuana. And we see steady, strong support for allowing seriously ill patients to use marijuana with their doctor's support.
What's the outlook going forward for the Mid-Atlantic and the rest of the Northeast becoming more open to the idea of both medical marijuana and a full decriminalization?
Well, we've certainly seen the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic be kind of a hotbed of activity for marijuana policy reform. Almost all of New England now has medical marijuana states. One of the only exceptions, actually the only exception, is New Hampshire, where the governor twice vetoed medical marijuana. That governor is now gone, and the new governor is supportive, so I expect that we'll have unanimous medical marijuana laws in New England soon. Of course, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Massachusetts are all recent medical marijuana states. Rhode Island and Vermont recently expanded their medical marijuana laws. And recently, we've also seen more and more states just decriminalizing simple possession of marijuana. Rhode Island did so this year. Connecticut did so the prior year. Maine has expanded its decriminalization law. And I expect that this year, Vermont will enact a law that would fine people for possessing marijuana instead of sending them to jail, which the governor is very supportive of. New York has had a law on the books since the 70s. That does that imposes a civil fine. But unfortunately, there's a loophole for if a person possesses marijuana in public that's been exploited, perhaps illegally. There are lawsuits about it in New York where police will sometimes ask people to empty their pockets, thinking that it's an order they do so, and then make that marijuana be subject to public view, which then becomes a criminal offense. So that's something that the governor has supported fixing. So I expect that New York, hopefully next year, will get better marijuana laws for possession, and that we'll continue to see other states, New England, enacting medical marijuana laws, treating simple possession as a fine, and then in some states, we'll see them moving towards doing what's happened in Washington and Colorado, which is taxing and regulating marijuana similarly to alcohol instead of making it a criminal offense. And that way, you can take the trade in marijuana off of the criminal market, and then police officers can save a great deal of time, and the money that's generated from marijuana, instead of going to the criminal underground, can be taxed and used for public services.
You bring up New York and stop and frisk in New York City. And the more people I talk to in New York, both non-cannabis users and cannabis users alike, the sentiment seems to be that this is a state that tends to run pretty socially progressive, and especially last year when we saw marriage equality pass in the legislature. Why do you think that it's taken so long for New York to take the medical marijuana issue seriously enough to get it to the governor?
Well, New York is not an initiative state, so most of the initial medical marijuana laws passed in initiative states. The voters have been way ahead of politicians on this issue, and some polls have indicated that even though medical marijuana has really strong popular support, there's sometimes a perception that it's more controversial than it really is. We asked voters in Rhode Island years ago if they supported medical marijuana. 69% said yes, but only 25% thought the public did. So maybe part of it is just politicians in the past having been overly cautious. But at this point, I think it's become very clear that this is a completely safe political issue. It's something that voters want. It's a very modest step to just take the sick and dying off the battlefield of the war on drugs and to protect them if their doctors recommend medical marijuana.